light of guidance, the 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 light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah sallallahu ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode and silsila of these lovely series, The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, as we all know, this beautiful Light of Guidance refers to the beautiful and excellent religion and deen of Islam, the religion which teaches us love, the religion which teaches us muhabbat, the religion which teaches us unity, the religion which teaches us how to respect not only our elders, rather our elders, our parents, our siblings, those around us, and our neighbors as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, for indeed the person who follows this light of guidance means he follows the true religion of Islam. Undoubtedly, that person remains on the straight path. And unfortunately, the one who turns away from this light of guidance, he ends up being misguided and he ends up being corrupted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on this beautiful, true religion of Islam, this beautiful, true deen of Islam. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today we are back with another exciting and beautiful silsila. A beautiful topic indeed. And what is this topic about? Before I come to the topic, let me mention to you a beautiful incident mentioned in the book Guldasta Durood As-Salam, which is also published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islam. Subhanallah. Very beautifully it's mentioned, the renowned king Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala, a very great personality and a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Yes, he was a ruler, he was the king of his time, but at the same time he was a great Islamic scholar. He would observe salah, he would perform salah, he would keep fast, he would recite the Holy Quran regularly. I mean, this is the excellent qualities for a king, because normally you hear of kings who are tyrants and kings who are, you know, very ruthless leaders, or we'll say people who are very cruel. Kings, I mean, they have authority, they have position, they have status, they have wealth, they have servants, and they are on the top, and you know, they'll have arrogance, they'll have pride, that they won't maybe they'll drink, they'll enjoy their lives, they'll do every sort of thing in the world because they are the king, and nobody's going to question them apparently. So that's how we assume, or that's how we picture that a king is going to be, or a leader is going to be. Allahu Akbar. Look at Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi. He left an example for everyone until Qiyamah, that yes, I am a king, but it doesn't exclude me that I should not perform salah, I should not keep fast, I should not recite the Holy Quran. No. Yes, if I am a king, at the same time, I will also fulfill my duties towards Islam. I will fulfill my duties as a Muslim. I will become an obedient slave of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi was a king and he was an Islamic scholar. He would perform salah, he would keep fast, he would recite the Holy Quran. And his entire life, he spent it according to the teachings of Islam. And not only that, he also fought many battles for Islam, to defeat the enemies of Islam, to then spread Islam across the globe, across the nations, and invite people towards Islam and spread the word of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And he didn't only just fight, yes, he many a times he conquered many places, many areas, forts and people then were captured by him. Yes, he ruled. He was a proper ruler, I would say. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And despite being a courageous leader, a brave leader, a warrior, a king, he was also an ardent devotee and a lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can say a pakka ashiqa rasul, a devoted follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. He had a slave, and the slave was also very obedient to him, and the slave's name was Ayaz. And Ayaz had a son whose name was Muhammad. So Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi was the king, the ruler. He had a slave whose name was Ayaz, and Ayaz had a son whose name was Muhammad. So whenever Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi used to call the son of Ayaz, he would say, "Oh Muhammad, come here. Oh Muhammad, do this for me. Oh Muhammad, do that." Whatever it was. One day, Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi called the son of Ayaz, and he said, "Oh son of Ayaz." He didn't say, "Oh Muhammad." He said, "Oh son of Ayaz, do so and so thing." So Ayaz became worried that maybe my son must have, disobeyed Sultan in some way. Maybe my son went against the king in some way. Maybe my son did something which Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi did not like, or he detested his action, and out of annoyance, he said, "Oh son of Ayaz," or maybe he's disgusted at my son. So Ayaz became a bit worried. He quickly went to Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi. "Hazrat, did my son do something which was against your nature? Did my son disobey you? Did my son do something which you are not happy with? Did he do any mistake? Because you, instead of saying, 'Oh Muhammad,' you said, 'Oh son of Ayaz.'" So Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi said, "No, that's not the case." So Ayaz asked, and I said, "What's the issue? I mean, instead of calling him, you always call him Muhammad. Today you said, 'Oh son of Ayaz.'" Allah, Allah, Allah. Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi gave a beautiful reply. And he said, "Oh Ayaz, your son's name is Muhammad, and I have made it a habit that I do not call your son by his name, which is Muhammad, without wudu, because of the respect and the adab for the name Muhammad, because this is the same name of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Subhanallah. So just because of the respect of the name Muhammad, I made it my habit that whenever I'm going to call your son, I'm always going to be in the state of wudu. He says, "Ayaz, at that time I did not have wudu. That's why I did not consider it appropriate to say the name Muhammad, to call your son by the name Muhammad, without being in the state of wudu. That's the reason I said, 'Oh son of Ayaz, do so and so thing. Oh son of Ayaz, come here.'" Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aankhon ka tara, naam Muhammad. Dil ka ujala, naam Muhammad. Allahu Akbar, Rabbul Ulane. Har shay pe likha naam Muhammad. Subhanallah, hai yu to kasrat se naam, lekin sabse hai pyara naam Muhammad. Salli ala ka sehra saja kar dulha banaya naam Muhammad. Puchhega maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam Muhammad. Subhanallah, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam Muhammad. Subhanallah, aur apne raza ke qurbaan jao, jisne sikhaya naam Muhammad, apne jameel razvi ke dil mein aaja samaja naam Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the adab, the respect which our pious predecessors had just for the name Muhammad. And that too, when Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi was calling Muhammad, he wasn't calling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he wasn't intending Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was intending the son of Ayaz. But because the name is Muhammad, and it is the name of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he denied that, "No, I am not going to call this name, I'm not going to use this name, I'm not going to pronounce this name, I'm not going to utter it without being in the state of wudu." That's how much adab and respect for the name Muhammad our pious predecessors had. If this is the respect they show to the name Muhammad, how much respect you will show to the name Muhammad when you are indicating it towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how much respect you will show towards the zaat and the personality of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautiful is this name Muhammad. Let us first listen to a few beautiful sayings. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Ali Shere Khuda, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Very beautifully he narrates and he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, when you name your son Muhammad, respect him and give him space to sit in a gathering and do not speak ill of him. Likewise, another blessed hadith is mentioned when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when you name your son Muhammad, you should not beat him, nor should you deprive him of anything. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Because we are talking about respecting the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's also mention how important it is to show respect towards the blessed personality and the divine personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal commands in the Holy Quran, ayah 9 of Surah Fath, para number 26, Allah ta'ala states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَذِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. Translation from Kanzuliman, in order that, O people, you may believe in Allah and His Messenger and honor and revere the Messenger, means beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Regarding this ayah of the Holy Quran, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza al-Shah, Al-Hafiz, Al-Qari, Al-Mufti, Imam Ahl-Sunnat, Rahmatullahi ta'ala, they very beautifully mentioned, he says the most important thing is faith. The most important thing is Iman, because without faith, the reverence for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not acceptable. Subhanallah, he says reverence for Rasul is after faith, as without reverence, no salah and no worships are acceptable. Furthermore, he says, generally, everyone is the bondman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the true bondman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, he will be the slave of shaitan. Al-A'yadu billah. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala is telling us how to show respect towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, Allah Ta'ala tells us the manner of calling out the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla states, لَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْدِكُمْ بَعْدًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, do not presume among yourselves the calling of the noble Rasul equal to your calling one another. Means the way you call the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not be the way you call each other. In tafsir, before I come to tafsir, let me explain. Means you call someone, you say, oh Abdullah come here, oh Zaid come here, oh Amr, oh Bakr, whatever the person's name, oh so and so come here. So don't say Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. You say Ya Amr, Ya Bakr, Ya Zaid, Ya Abdullah. That's fine, you're calling one another. But you're calling my beloved Rasul? No, then don't call my beloved as you call one another, because my beloved is special, my beloved is unique. Now see tafsir. In tafsir, it's mentioned in Dalal al-Nabuwa that Imam al-Mufassirin Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He is Imam al-Mufassirin. He mentions, he says, at first the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called Ya Muhammad, Ya Abul Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when Allah Azza wa Jal prohibited calling his Rasul in the normal manner due to the reverence, the respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Sahaba Ikram would say, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now look, Allah Azza very beautifully mentions that do not call like this, like how you'll call one another, O Zayd, O Amr, O Bakr, O Abdullah. No. Don't say, O Muhammad. You must say, Ya Nabi Allah. Say Ya Rasul Allah, say Ya Sayyid al-Mursaleen, say Ya Khatam al-Nabiyyin, say Ya Shafi' al-Muznibin. Call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with these titles. Furthermore, he says, therefore the Islamic scholars explain and they say that it is haram to call the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by name. Allah, Allah, Allah. He says, the one who is not called by name by his Rabb Azza wa Jal, how dare we, the servants of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name? No. Yes, it is haram to call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name. So don't say, Ya Muhammad. No, you have to make dua, you have to make istighatha, you have to call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, call him by his beautiful attributes, call him by his titles, call him by his beautiful qualities. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nuhu, Khalilu, Musa, Isa, sabka hai aqa, naam-e Muhammad, paaye murade dono jahan mein jisne pukara naam-e Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. What is the beauty of this name Muhammad? Very beautifully Allama Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentions, and he says Muhammad and Ahmad are the blessed names of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is obvious that Allah Azza wa Jal himself chose both these names for his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, he says, had both these names not been very dear to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal would not have chosen them for his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the beloved of Allah, Habibullah. So definitely Allah Azza wa Jal will choose those names for his beloved, which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Muhammad and Ahmad were not beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal would not have chosen them for his beloved Rasul. So if he chose them for his beloved Rasul, automatically that explains how excellent, how great, and how superb are these beautiful names, Muhammad and Ahmad, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So these names are excellent. And from this we come to learn that whenever you need to keep names, yes, we have children, we have nephews, we have nieces, we have grandchildren, whatever it is, when it's time to keep name, then you know every person wants a name that is so unique that nobody has ever heard this name before, nobody ever said this name before, nobody even spoke about this name before. No, it must be something unique, it must be something excellent, it must be something, you know, on a different level or something. Allahu Akbar. We should have that jazbah, the enthusiasm of keeping the name of our children, our grandchildren, our relatives on the names of the Sahaba Kiram, on the names of the Sahabiyat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as a humor, I'll explain to you something. You know, once a person came to a Mulana Sahib and he said, Mulana Sahib, can you give me a name for my child which is unique? Nobody kept the child's name with that name, and the name must also be found in the Holy Quran. So Mullah Hassan said, okay, very simple. So he asked, give me the name. Mullah Hassan said, keep your son's name Iblis. So he got worried, how can I keep my son's name Iblis? Mullah Hassan said, the conditions were such, na, must be such a name which no one kept for his son, and must also be a name which is in the Holy Quran. So if you are bringing such conditions, and this is the answer I'm going to give you. So unfortunately, that is the mentality of today. Every person wants, you know, such a unique name for his child that as soon as you listen to it, you must be like, wow, what a unique name. I've never heard this name before. But we don't look at the meaning of the names. We don't look at whose name is this. We don't look at, is this name appropriate to even keep it for a child? Is this name even a Muslim name? Can we even keep this name? Unfortunately, people just like the name that, you know, so-and-so word sounds very nice, so we'll keep it for our child. Look at the meaning. Look at the effects. Look at the what does that name mean? Is that even a word? Sometimes people keep names of their children and there is not even a word like that found in the Arabic language or in grammar. And so whenever you keep names, I mean, what's the harm of keeping the name of your children or the name of the Sahaba Ikram? Keep the name of your son Abu Bakr. Inshallah, you will see through the blessings and the sadaqah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, your son will become a truthful person. Keep the name of your son Umar. Inshallah, with the blessings of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, your son will become a person who has extra love for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, your son will become a personality who will spread Islam across the globe. Keep your son's name Usman. Inshallah, with the blessings of Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, your son will inshallah become very generous, very kind. Keep your son's name Ali. Inshallah, with the blessings of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada Sher-e-Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, your son will become courageous and brave. So, keep beautiful names. Yes, someone says, you know, Manasab, I don't have a son, I have a daughter. Then keep your daughter's name, not the names of Sahabiyat. Keep your daughter's name Fatima, keep your daughter's name Aisha, keep your daughter's name Khadija. I mean, these are all names of the blessed wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the blessed daughters of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Keep your blessed daughter's name Amina, on the blessed name of the blessed mother of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I mean, these are names which you can keep. The meanings are beautiful. The effect will inshallah be beautiful because they have nisbat to pious personalities. They have nisbat to those personalities who are close to Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's all make this intention. Inshallah, tomorrow, if we have a child, if we have grandchildren, we have relatives, whatever it is, and when it's time to keep names, we are going to keep the children's names on, inshallah, the names of Sahaba Ikram, the names of Sahabiyah, the names of Anbiya, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. And inshallah, we will keep First of all, make intention, we will keep the child's name, if it's the son, we'll keep his name Muhammad, on the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then for calling him, we'll use another name, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, whatever it is, inshallah, Hassan, or Talha, or Zubair, or, you know, Abdullah, these kinds of names. So inshallah, we'll keep the name Muhammad, and for calling him, we'll use another name, we'll keep another name, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And inshallah, you will see the blessings. You will see the barakah of the blessed name Muhammad, because it is the name of our beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to some beautiful sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which mention the virtues and the excellences of the name Muhammad. Subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever has a son and out of love for me and to obtain the blessings of my name, he names him Muhammad. He names his son Muhammad. Then both he, means the father, and his son will enter Jannah. Allah, Allah. This is the words of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a great excellence that you keep your son's name Muhammad for the respect, for the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and while having the intention of obtaining the blessings of the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, the glad tidings is given to you by the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that both he, the father and the son, will enter Jannah. Subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the dastarkhan means the dining mat at which there is someone by the name Ahmad or Muhammad. So at that place, blessings will be showered twice every day. Subhanallah. Imagine your son's name is Muhammad, your name is Muhammad, your brother's name is Muhammad. All of your names are Muhammad, for calling they are different names, but everyone's name is Muhammad, your name, your father's name, your brother's name, your son's name, your grandchildren, everyone's name is Muhammad. Imagine if everyone is in the house and they're all eating at the same table, how many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend on the household, on the people of the household, on the dining mat, in the rizq, in the sustenance, how many blessings you will receive, that is beyond your comprehension, beyond your understanding. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, blessings will be showered till judgment day, in the morning and in the evening, upon the one who names his child after me with the hope of attaining blessings. Subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, two persons will be brought to the court of Allah azza wa jal on the day of judgment. It will be commanded, take both of them to paradise. They will humbly ask, O Allah, for which deed have we become deserving of paradise? Though we have not performed any such paradise deserving act, Ya Allah, we haven't done any amal, any action, you know, which makes us worthy of Jannah. So what is that action? It will be said, go to paradise. I have taken an oath that the one whose name is Ahmad or Muhammad will not go to hell. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jal has said, I swear to my honor and majesty, I will not torment the one who is named after you. Subhanallah. This is the blessings and the excellences of the name Muhammad, the name of our beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Our leader, our master, Imam Ahl-Sunnah, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Ash-Shah, Al-Hafiz Al-Qari, Imam Ahmad Al-Razakha, alayhi rahmatul radwan, very beautifully, he named all his sons and his nephews Muhammad on the occasions of the Aqiqahs. And then keeping in mind the respect for the sacred name and the recognition of one another, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, they gave them different names. But everyone's name was Muhammad. Yes, and then someone became Mustafa Raza, one became Hamid Raza. And these were all beautiful, but everyone's name is Muhammad. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, when our leader, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Da'at Islami, Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razavi, Damat Fuyuzuhum, is asked to name someone, he usually names him Muhammad and chooses another name for him to be called by. For example, Rajab Raza. Okay, he adds the Raza to the name in order to establish a spiritual connection with Imam al-Sunnah, Ana Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the beautiful teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Apne Raza Ke Qurban Jaun Jisne Sikhaya Naam-e Muhammad Aankhon Mein Aakar दिल में समाकर रंगत रचा जा नामे मोहम्मद अपने जमील रज़वी के दिल में आ जा समा जा नामे मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सल्लू अल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम. Rain Muhammad has lots of blessings, bounties and excellences. Alhamdulillah, many renowned personalities commentated on this beautiful name Muhammad. The very famous commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yan Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, mentioned the word Muhammad means praised in every manner, every time, every era, every language. The fact is that just as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all creations and the leader of all the beloved Rasul alayhi wa sallam, similarly the blessed name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also the leader of all the names of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. He mentions furthermore, he says, this blessed name, means the name Muhammad, has countless virtues and some of them are mentioned. Number one, he says names are kept by the parents, and appellations of honor are given by the people, by the nation, and the title is given by a government. But the name, the appellations of honor and titles of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are all from Allah Azza wa Jal, as Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu chose this blessed name by the good news of the angel. Subhanallah. Number two, he says, names are normally given on the seventh day after the birth. But the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was written on the Arsh, the majestic throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the creation of this universe. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam had said to his nation approximately 600 years before the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sacred name is Ahmad. And Isa alayhi salam told his people 600 years before the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that yes, the Rasul who is going to come after me, his blessed name is Ahmad. And the past nations used to make dua by virtue of the blessings of the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Number three, the name of the beloved Rasul, means Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very comprehensive. Countless virtues of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have been mentioned in it. See, the meaning of Adam is the one who is created from clay. The meaning of Ibrahim is the merciful father. The meaning of Nuh is the one who weeps, the one who cries out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of these names have one attribute attached and connected to them. But the meaning of the name Muhammad is extremely praised in every attribute and in every way. And this signifies the countless marvels and the virtues of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Furthermore, he says, number four, the word Muhammad possesses even unseen information that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be praised forever, that is, in the world and the hereafter, in every place, in every way. We have been witnessing the same fact that even today nobody is praised like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Moreover, even those who get associated with him are also praised, not only on the earth but also in the heavens. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Number five, he says, whoever out of love names his child Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jal will have mercy on him, as it does not befit his dignity to punish such a person who names his child Muhammad out of love and devotion to his beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So many virtues, so many blessings, so many excellences of the blessed name of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's all say together Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's all recite durood once upon the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin kama tuhibbu wa tarda bi an tusalli alayhi. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. This is the beauty of the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we are referring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to obviously recite durood and salutations upon the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because indeed, by reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we gain abundance of reward and lots of blessings from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in summary, the blessed name Muhammad, it increases the dignity of a Muslim's glory and a Muslim's eminence. Automatically, when a person's name is Muhammad, I mean, his rank, his status, his martaba, everything is raised, inshallah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times, you know, we went to different places and there are people who are not aware of our names and they will say Muhammad, Muhammad. Because they it's a sort of a recognition. A person who has a beard, a person who wears a imama, a topi, and he wears this Islamic attire, they'll refer to him as Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. And indeed today, science has also proved this fact that the most used name in the world is the name Muhammad. Subhanallah. If this is not the blessings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I ask, then what is this? Indeed, this is the faydan and the blessings of our beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that the name of his beloved is sounded in every corner of the world. Wherever you go, you will find the name of my beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. The blessed name Muhammad is also dear to Allah Azza wa Jalla. As you mentioned, that if the name Muhammad is not dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala would not have kept this name for his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We as Muslims need to think that unfortunately today's time has become a time of maybe mere lip service. Yes, we claim that we are the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We claim that we are the servants and the slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But our character, our conduct, our akhlaq is otherwise. I mean, we are ashamed of keeping the names of our children as Muhammad. Why this shame? Why do we have this hesitation? Why do we have this hichkichahat hamare andar? Why do we have this sort of remorse or something? No, why? What's shy about it? Are you shy to keep your son's name on the name of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you want to keep him on the name of some film star? You want to keep his name on the name of some soccer player? You want to keep his name on the name of some cricket player? First of all, we won't keep the name of our children on the names of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Sahaba ikram or the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. First of all, we won't keep the names of our children on the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Sahaba ikram or the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, even if we keep the names, you know, a decent Islamic name, then even that will start, you know, making it short, will start doing this. Some people have made al-ayazu billah Muhammad. They'll call each other Mo. It's very common in today's time. I mean, such a beautiful name it is, Muhammad. It has nisbat to your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You made it Mo, or you made it Momo, or you made it, you know, something funny you'll make it. Why do you have to put these abbreviations in these names? You'll want to sound cool, you'll want to sound maybe funky, you want to sound... It's not cool at all. And Islam has given you these beautiful names, and be proud of calling yourself. Yes, I am Muhammad. My name is Muhammad Abdullah. My name is Muhammad Ali. My name is Muhammad Abbas. My name is Muhammad Abu Bakr. Whatever my name is, I am proud because I am a slave of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why are we shy? That's one of the reasons why people are moving away from the teachings of Islam. Because unfortunately, as Muslims, we are shy to practice Islam. We are shy to act upon Islam. Today, somebody has a fussful beard, or he wears a topi and a imama, or he wears a jubba and kurta, his friends will start making fun of him. You became pious, you did this. I mean, it's time to enjoy, it's time to do that. And unfortunately, the person will become disheartened and he'll leave all of that. Is this what Islam teaches you? No, that's not what Islam taught you. Islam said that you were supposed to be in such a character, in such a position, that when some non-Muslim looks at you, he becomes, you know, pleased with Islam, and then he accepts Islam. That is how your character was supposed to be. Today Muslims are doing vice versa. That instead of non-Muslims coming and accepting Islam, what's happening is that Muslims who are trying to be on the path of Islam, on the path of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of some so-called people who are claiming to be Muslims, but the character, the akhlaq, the teachings has nothing to do with Islam, because of those people, these people are now becoming disheartened and they are moving away from Islam. So there is nothing shy at all. Keep your children's name Muhammad and be proud to call them Muhammad and whatever name they have for calling, be proud to call them, because you are the slaves of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this thinking and this mentality we get right in today's time, believe me, you, lots of our problems, lots of our difficulties will be solved. The moment we remove this thinking from our heart that, you know, we need to be shy. If we are a Muslim, we need to cover ourselves. If we are a Muslim, we need to be shy, we need to hesitate. No. Be proud and see that you are a Muslim, you follow the true religion of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beautiful religion of Islam. Subhanallah. Likewise, we learned that by the virtue of the blessed name Muhammad, the universe is gaining benefits. Indeed, because in this world, everything is because of the sadaqah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For verily, if it wasn't for our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would not have been existing here. The sun wouldn't have been present, the moon, the earth, the atmosphere, the stars, the trees, the plants, the oceans, the seas, nothing would be present if it wasn't for the blessed zat of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it wasn't for the blessed noor of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Allah there would have been nothing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything for the sake of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, wo jo na the to kuch na tha, wo jo na ho to kuch na ho, jaan hai wo jahan ki. Jaan hai to jahan hai. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, we learned that our predecessors had a lot of love for the name Muhammad and they had a lot of hatred towards this respect of the blessed name Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the proper teachings, the proper understanding of Quran and the Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of the beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed, love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman. If you have this love, by Allah, you have everything. The moment you lose this love, by Allah, you will lose everything. Everything will be lost. So every moment as a believer, we need to always remain obedient towards the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our lives, our character, our akhlaq, everything should be molded according to the beautiful teachings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because indeed He is our mentor, He is our leader, He is our master, and He is going to, inshallah, be with us on the day of judgment. He is going to intercede for us on the day of judgment, inshallah. And Jannah is His. Whoever He wants will enter Jannah. Without His permission, by Allah, nobody is going to enter Jannah. Allah, Allah, if my Nabi doesn't want anyone to enter Jannah, by Allah, that person can never ever enter Jannah. Because He is Mukhtar-e-Kul, He is Sahib-e-Jannah, He has the authority, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon Him this authority that whoever He wants, He may enter into Jannah. Subhanallah. And this is why we say that Ham Rasulullah ke or Jannat Rasulullah ke. But this shouldn't be just mere lip service. If you are saying that Ham Rasulullah ke from the bottom of our heart, we need to prove and show to everyone that yes, when we say we are the lovers and Ham Rasulullah ke, we are the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then from the bottom of the heart, we will show that we are the followers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adorn a fistful that it is wajib, it is necessary for you, and it is also the beautiful sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, people are claiming that yes, we are the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You won't find him doing namaz. You won't find him fasting. You won't find him keeping a beard. I said, what is this? It is just claim. And this is not the time for claiming. It is the time for showing and for proving. Subhanallah. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us in the love and the obedience of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on maslaki haq. Maslaki Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Maslaki Ala Hazrat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us death as proper Sunnis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us on the day of judgment as the ardent followers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram, and the Ahl Bayt Athar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone happy. Remember, be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance of barakah. We hope to see you soon, inshallah, in the next episode with a new beautiful topic, a new exciting discussion will, inshallah, be waiting for us. And we hope to meet you soon, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance.